Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Wasted on Wednesday with Casey Gale and Tina Lorraine, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, Nation. We're on It's Wasted on Wednesday. I'm your boy, Casey. Today, I'm joined by
Karina Rivera.
Karina Rivera. And today's show is always, and every show is brought to you by Belorin & Malukian LLP, a full staff law firm. I call them the Mambas because that's how they attack everything. They come at you with that Mamba mentality. And they were just voted top 100 law firm, I believe, in the state of California or in the West Coast. I have to check it, but they're one of the best in the country. I'll say if you're one of the best in California, you're the one of the best in the nation. Trust me, because we sue a lot of people here in California. Mm-hmm. And you can call them at 818-INJURY-8. You got Hike, Vahe, Ashat, Ani, who is on vacation, I believe, in Greece, Do Your Thing, and Armin, and Lily and the girls that get you together. And our next sponsor are the guys at Loyalty Auto Group. I'm telling you something. Why would you get a car from anyone else when you can go to Loyalty? These guys are brokers. They're not tied to any law. I mean, any car dealership. So they will get you the best rates no matter what. If they make $5, $100, $500, they're going to get you the best rate possible. Right now, they got about 5 cars sitting downstairs, and they're all plush. I'm talking about Mercedes, Challengers, Jeeps, whatever you need. Call my boys at Loyalty Auto Group. Check their Instagram. It's one of the best. Now, today's show. Today's show is interesting. Shout out to Tina. She can't be here today. She's just taking care of some personal stuff. Tina, we miss you. You're my girl. She's a star. You know, it's not going to be the same, but it's going to be just as good. Does that make sense? Did you find it? You find the page? It takes me a while too. It's okay. Like you have to hit share, and then it's like it wants you to do. Is our picture short come up yet? Scroll down.
There's a video.
Oh no. Go up.
Go up.
Yeah. Go this way. Oh no. Where are you at?
They use the internet. I don't have the app.
Oh, there we are. Is that us?
Yeah.
Now click on that. Boom. Watch. Technology.
I'm not the greatest. Alrighty.
Oh, you know what it is? We got to get you the Wi-Fi.
The Wi-Fi?
Yeah. So
does that make a difference?
It shouldn't.
I don't think it does.
Listen, we are together on the show right now. This is not our first time doing this. Really, it is. Tell you how Karina got on the show today. Tina called me today and said she couldn't come on. Right. So I looked up and I said, hey, Karina, you want to be my guest host today? And she didn't even think about it. And she said, yeah, why not?
I did.
Did you think this was really going to happen?
I just heard it. I was you know what? I'm just going to embrace it and just go with it.
That's a great attitude to have in life.
Yeah.
And just embrace it.
Yeah. I was like, I've never done it. Why not? Like, you got to take up every opportunity presented.
Exactly. See, if you have that attitude, you're going to be straight. You know, you're going to get through life. You're not going to be too stressed out. You're going to have... I don't say probably the best life, but you'll have a good life. Karina works for the two Johns who are generally on our show, who are our favorite guests because they're so inspirational, and Skelly just takes over the show when he comes on. You can't get a word in around that guy, can you?
No, I mean...
You don't want to talk about your boss.
No, I mean, he's really good at what he does and the way he speaks. Like, he just carries himself very well.
Yeah, he does, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And he really wants me to start this jogging program with him in the morning, which is like, I'm at work by 6 a.m. He's there too. So he wants to jog before work. So that means we're looking at about 4 a.m. of running.
Yeah, no.
It's not going to work for me because sometimes I'm getting in at 3 a.m.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, today yesterday I retired from my turn up life, by the way.
Oh, you did? Why?
No more turning up.
What'd you do this weekend?
<laughs> So funny. You're wrong for that. You put me on blast. I hung out with some friends. Wasn't it just like we had a 3-day weekend. That's what it was.
We did.
And I was so burnt Tuesday, which was yesterday. I came into work and I felt yucky. I felt like, first of all, you shouldn't be happy drinking 100 beers.
Oh yeah. It doesn't feel good either.
It's not. I don't look good in my bikini, my two piece anymore. So it's like, I looked at my body and I was like, you know, you used to be a world class athlete. What happened? Hmm. Now you're a world class drinker. But it is.
World class though. There.
Yeah, I inspire to be the best at everything I do.
That's the way to be.
And I really took a lot of pride of be able. Oh, you know what? I can do that. Tina's not here. She doesn't like me to do.
Oh wait, I agree with Tina.
And it's a twist off, and I think I just chipped my tooth. That's for you, God. Tina.
Well, rest in peace.
You hear that? That's my teeth grinding.
Oh my God!
I chipped a tooth. Isn't that gross?
I don't think. I mean, whatever floats your boat.
First of all, folks, if you're gonna bite off a bottle cap, it shouldn't be a twist off.
Is there a proper way of doing that, though?
Yeah, I could teach you.
I've seen a lot of people do it.
Yeah, well, this tooth is destroyed. This side, I don't want to show it to you because I'm kind of. That's the only thing I'm embarrassed about because a bottle blew up in my mouth. Oh. Yeah. But you know what? The girls love it. They're like, do it again, Casey, go. And I go hard. Sometimes I used to be the 2-1.
Oh.
Yeah. That's me. Hmm. I'm like a.
How'd you learn?
I learned from this guy named Pint Lover the Overseer. He was my roommate, fraternity guy. He was my roommate in college, and his nickname was Pint Lover the Overseer. So we call him PLO.
PLO.
I think Pint, it took him. He had the record for taking years to graduation. I think it was like 10 years to graduate, get his undergrad.
Okay. Well, you know, he got it done.
He got it done, but I think I beat him by 1 year. I went on and did it in 11. But I did take time off and come back.
You know what? It doesn't matter.
I got the degree.
Slow and steady wins the race.
You know what? You're my friend for life. For real.
You know what? People just need time.
I used to see him do it all the time. Mm-hmm. And I was like, Pine, how do you do that, man? That's so cool. I thought it was cool. And he was like, no, you just got to, you know, first you got to play with it. You got to make sure it sits in there right and whatever. And one day I just found out how you get the pressure on it. And once I learned how to do it, it was nonstop.
Was it addicting?
Yeah, because I do it for parties, bar mitzvahs, weddings, graduations. I'm the guy like, poop.
You're the go-to guy.
If the party's dull, everybody's like, Casey. Bite off some bottle caps.
And just spit them out.
Oh, I think
like it's... Like seeds.
I think it's like a badge of honor in many ways. So I...
That shows you did college right.
You know what? Mm-hmm. I did. I went to Ohio University, and we were always ranked top 5 for party schools. Oh. It was either us or San Diego State, but every year we're in the top 5, and we're very proud of that. It's in Athens, Ohio. We have about 28,000... that live on campus. It's not a commuter school, so everybody lives on campus. So you'll go to a party and there'll be like 5,000 kids at a party.
Dang.
We had this thing called Palmer Fest. It's a street called Palmer.
Okay.
Now, there's about 30 houses on that street.
Is it now, like the frat row?
No, that's not even the frat row. Now, Palmer Street Fest is interesting. Mm-hmm. The first house to run out of beer...
Ooh.
Everybody gets to TP it.
Ooh.
Just throw all your bottles on that house. You don't want to be the first house to run out of alcohol. So you'll go to a house with 28 kegs.
Oh.
Everybody drinks for free.
That seems like fun.
It's nuts. And I'm the only person to get a ticket.
Why?
Because I didn't know you can't drink because they block off the street.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just walking down the middle of the street, drinking in the middle of the street. Uh-huh. But you can't drink alcohol, and it's still against the law.
So, were you the only one doing that, or were you the only one caught?
Let's go for that second answer. But I thought I saw everybody drinking, but what happens is people are walking with their drinks in the street. So what happens is, it's a street down the middle. What people do, they get to the curb, drink, and then walk through the street.
Okay.
Not Case. Case is in the middle of the street like, yeah, so... So I'm going over to Brenda's tonight or whatever, whatever. And I had a beautiful mug.
A mug?
That said Las Vegas on it.
Uh-huh.
Nobody in Ohio had that. Because I'm coming from California, you know, I'm going to... And the police said, we got to take your mug. I was so pissed. I was like, no, give me the ticket, but don't take my mug.
Dang.
They're like, no, sir, we have to take your mug. I said, you motherfuckers, you're going to take that for your house. You know you're going to take that home. Then the cop gave me a little...
Were you Bambiing it too?
What's Bambiing it? Oh, I'm learning a new term. What does that tell me?
It's kind of like, you know, when you're drunk and stumbling.
Oh, no.
No. You were just strutting it?
No, I'd have to. No, I wasn't stumbling. I was great. I was
How'd
fine.
How'd you get caught then? Because the cop was very, I mean, I feel like the cup would have been a great cover. If you were walking around with a beer.
No. But I was in the middle of the street doing this. With a mug, just gunning the beer. But nobody else is drinking in the street, but they're holding it. I'm drinking it. That's the rule.
Really?
Yes.
I don't agree with that rule. There's some type of discrimination. Like,
oh, that's deep. I like that. I should have used that. But then my whole thing was, okay, you made me pour it out. Why do you have to take my mug?
Yeah.
They're like, no, we have to confiscate it. What? Are we going to court? Is this what's going to happen? What's going to happen here?
Ooh.
You gave me the ticket. You poured my brew out. Mm-hmm. Why are you taking my mug? Sir, we have to take it. No, it was a quality mug because it had Vegas engraved in it.
I bet you they wanted it.
You feel me? That's why one of you guys are taking this home, and I know
Greedy.
It. Thank you. So I felt violated, like like I was, you know, like, what's going on here? Do I need to get a lawyer to get my mug back? And everybody's like, just relax, dude, let it go.
No.
I got that in Vegas. These cops haven't been to Vegas.
They don't know what Vegas is. That's like memories. I bet you had a great memory from that trip, too.
I had a wonderful memory.
You did?
Yes, I did. It was from a track meet. We went out there for Vegas, and I happened to, you know, win the mug. No, I had a good poker hand and went and bought this beautiful mug that cost me $30.
How do I do this?
Okay, let's see this.
A beautiful mug. Okay.
Hey, talk to me now.
About this mug?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I've actually...
Oh, no. Tell me about the psycho stuff. That's what I want to
know. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
From this weekend? Oh, my goodness. Well, whenever I start drinking...
Uh-oh.
I just, like, decide that I fall in love with this. Just one guy. This one guy gets it every time for the past 3 years, you know?
Is it the same guy?
Yeah. No. I mean, there was a period where I switched it up with another guy, but, you know, 3 years strong, I get drunk, and he gets my crazy calls. Like... I will call and call and call and be like, answer me. I know you're not doing anything. Like, what are you doing? Like, I require your attention now.
How many calls is too many to you?
I mean, it's.
Honestly.
Like, I at least like 8, 10 he answers.
And
then, like, he'll answer and click on me. And then I'll call him back until he tells me what I want to hear.
Does he tell you what you want to hear?
Yeah.
Well, are you doing good then? You're getting your way.
Yeah. So I think what it was.
Now, here's my other question. Does he tell you it's psycho or do you feel psycho? Do you feel fine?
I mean, I don't care in the moment. Well, I don't wake up with that. Much regret, but I mean, it is a lot.
You think so?
Yeah.
I'm not a caller, but I'm a texter.
Oh, no. I'm a caller, a FaceTimer. Like, I need to hear that you're alive. Wow.
I don't answer FaceTime.
Really? Those are fun. You catch them in action. Like, what are you really
doing? See, that's why I don't answer FaceTime.
Ooh, why?
I don't. I. First of all, if I'm with somebody, I got to get their permission first before I disclose their faces.
Mm-hmm.
So what I tell people is someone's like, the FaceTime's call, and I hit them back with a message like, some people don't. They didn't clear this. So they don't want me to show their faces right now. Some of my boys are not. They don't want to be on camera. Oh, that's bullshit. Come on. You know,
No. I'll keep calling and be like, I don't care.
Wow.
These calls will
You're
like.
Aggressive.
I'm very aggressive, especially when I'm drunk. Like, there's no stopping me. I am determined. A woman on a mission.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Are you a beer girl?
No, I love liquor.
Wow. Yeah, see, that's the thing. I can't do. I do. I can't. Well, I can, but I keep it beersies. They call them beersies.
No.
I
can do beer, but it's
you
like
you shouldn't. It's you see this.
Yeah.
You don't want that.
I mean, liquor does the same.
Yeah, but there's a cutoff mark on liquor, though. there's a point where liquor, like for example, if I drink 10 beers, I'm good, but I can't do 10. Glasses of a hen.
You see, after a while, I reach this point where it's just water, and it'll all hit me at once, and then I'm just like,
what you have to do is you got to learn. See, what my way is not good though because it puts a lot of carbs on you. Because what I do is I pound heavy, And then before I go to bed, I try to eat some bread or something to soak it up. Take a handful of pain tablets. So when I wake up, I don't feel like someone just hit me with a hammer.
Oh.
And drink a lot of water before you sleep, when you wake up. But I'm at a point that it doesn't affect me. I feel like alcohol is above me.
Yeah, I don't do that.
No, you don't want to do it because then... can you believe I do 100 sit-ups a day?
Do you really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I work out. You know, everybody's like, oh, you wear it well. You know, your upper body. Then they go, what's going on right there? What's going on? I'm like, no, that's ticklish. Don't do that, okay? But, you know, that happened. You know, college, I learned all my bad habits.
That's where you learn all the bad habits.
I think if I didn't go to college, I would have been a better person in life.
I don't believe that.
So you think I'm just going to be a piece of shit?
No, anyway. I feel like, you know... Because I'm seeing it happen now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I went through that party phase, that extreme party phase.
How old are you? You mind telling?
I'm 24.
Wow.
Yeah.
24. I just had my son. He was one at when I was 24.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. So, like, I feel like a lot of people rush into their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Like, straight out of high school, people are, if you don't go to college, you kind of are forced to grow up immediately.
Yeah.
So, you don't know what that partying phase is, dating around is. Right. You don't understand it. So, now that, like, they're in their 28, 30s, kind of settling in, they're like, you know, it's my time to party.
So
I want to get fucked up now. So like all the trashiness is happening when they're older.
Right.
Whereas like I did it at the right age. Like right. Now I don't even crave it.
Right.
I kind of sit back and look like, ooh.
So you feel like you're starting to wind it down? Are you still like in peak party mode?
Oh no. I did that in college.
Wow. You're together.
Yeah, well, I mean, I definitely knew my senior in college mm-hmm. that it was coming to an end and that I had to pursue a professional career and stuff. And me partying like that all the time wasn't really going to get me far. So I definitely lived
up to it. See, that's why you're doing good for the Johns because they, I don't want to say they demand a lot, but they teach you a lot. And I feel like the skills they teach people... You're going to be successful.
Yeah.
I mean, those two guys are together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm embarrassed because I'm not embarrassed. But I'm just like, I'm older than them and I learned a lot from them. You know,
you can learn from everyone at any stage or age.
You know, but you know, men have ego. You know, I think I'm swaggy, so I think I could do a lot. You know, but it's funny. I'm 47 and I just got out this Memorial weekend. I said, no more partying. I'm done.
Hmm. Isn't there's 4th of July around the corner.
I'm not going to do anything.
Are you sure?
Well, I'm not sure.
Exactly.
Because I have friends who are like, dude, what's going on?
They drag you, huh? Just one call from
it's
the
not
right
like a
person.
Drag. It's like a text. Like, hey, what are you doing? nothing. Let's do
ready.
It.
Where are we going?
Yeah. Whose house were we at? Yeah.
It's funny. God.
My cousin, I can't say no to him. Marcus LaFelt Smith. I can't say no to him.
Really? I have like a... Actually, I'm the person.
Oh.
I kind of just, you know what? I'm bored.
How about this one?
Okay.
Do you think it's bad for people to drink by themselves?
I don't think it's bad, but I think it's boring.
I can understand that.
I guess it could be fun. I mean, if you're more like a introvert, but I'm very social. So I like being around people. I like talking to people, getting to know people.
Yeah, I do too. But I also, I think I'm entertaining by my, like people get on my nerves too though.
Yeah.
I get in those phases like where people, like it could be a big event, 4th of July, and everybody's like, dude, you coming? I'm like, oh, I'm not fucking with you guys.
Oh, no, I get that.
I'm that person.
Oh,
I'm
really?
I'm quick to say that. And I tell them, I just don't want to fuck with you guys today.
Really?
And I'm like, dang, what's wrong with you? I'm like, I just don't want to, you know? Because you know why?
But what triggered it?
That's a very good question. What mm-hmm. triggers me? Not it could be a show.
A show?
Yeah. It could be a show I want to watch or, first of all, Manchester United soccer.
Okay.
That's a problem.
Okay.
It's a problem because all my friends in that community,
uh-huh.
we drink hard.
Uh-huh.
And most soccer matches are in England. So when we watch it here in the States live, it's generally between... It could be from 4 a.m. to 9 a.m.
Mm.
Now, the bars don't serve alcohol till 6 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. What bar is open at 6 a.m.?
Oh, well, our bar, the Manchester United bar, is called Rocco's. It's in Westwood.
Okay.
It opens for us at 4 a.m.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
They open at 4 a.m. for the game?
Yeah. Because they have, because we'll have 100 people show up to go to the bar.
That's exciting.
We have 1,600 people in the L.A., Manchester United L.A. support group.
I believe this, too. People are diehard soccer fans.
It's
that one sport that brings every
the world together.
Exactly.
You know what? I'm going to get you to love United. So anyway, so that's a problem because we could start that early at 4 a.m. We're not supposed to be drinking in the bar at 4 a.m., but there's ways around it. I didn't say that publicly, by the way. Rocco's in.
As you mentioned.
Rocco's does not serve alcohol at 4 a.m. Neither does. What's the one down the street here? I can't think of the name.
The Woodman?
Not the Woodman. Golly, Casey.
The one with like the bricks? Like down the street by the cactus and stuff like that? The restaurant?
You know, I live across the street from there.
Really?
Yeah. I live on Moore Park and Woodman.
Hmm.
So that's another problem too.
You just walk.
I walk to the bar, and if I meet someone, I'd be like, "What are you doing? I live across the street." Keep the party rolling. Very convenient. Keep it going. I can't believe I cannot remember the street down the bar down the street. It's down Ventura.
It starts like an R.
It's a It's a Oh goodness. See that? See what happens at 47? A bar that I go to a lot.
I do that at the age of 24, though.
Well, I've done some other damage to my brain, some other stuff, but we won't get into that. We'll just keep it on this particular jet. What was I saying? So, that could be a problem, for example, because say the soccer match is over at 7 a.m. I'm already crushed, faded at 7 a.m. People are calling me at noon like, hey, we're going to have a barbecue. I'm like, I'm hungover, faded. I can't. And they're like, bro, just come on. Then I'll go.
Oh.
Right. See how the party keeps going?
Oh my god.
So then I'm at the noon shindig. Start the whole thing over again and go home, probably sleep till about 7. So I'm going to call a 9. Case, what's popping? We haven't seen you. Let's do it. I'm like, I can't do it. I've been drinking since 6.
Oh no.
And I'm like, bro, stop being a whatever word they think you get to be and peer pressure me.
Oh.
Next thing you know, I'm in Hollywood.
You were convinced, huh?
And then I'm there. And then that day, that could be a Sunday. Then I come to work and be here at 6 a.m. for you beautiful people. And that's when you guys see me in the morning and I have on shades in the morning. You're like, dang, what's wrong with you? And
I'm was your weekend like?
I'm like, oh, God. Do you know how you see me in the morning? I'm like, oh, yeah. God, I just can't believe it. I'm alive. I can't believe it. I want to be dead.
And but you're alive.
I'm alive and
show
up.
That's a blessing.
It's a blessing. It's a blessing.
You know what? At least you have your priorities straight. Because I know people that'll do that and then just call and say,
it
hurts.
I think I missed 2 days. And one day it was because I went to go do a marathon.
Like the LA marathon?
No, worse.
Oh.
It was a race from Huntington Beach to San Diego is a relay. It's called the Ragnar.
I've never heard of this
one. Yeah, it's actually pretty cool. It's a team thing.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
So it's cool. You're stuck in a van with 9 beautiful people. Shout out to Team Runners. Hi, you're my team. I love y'all. Mm-hmm. Girls, y'all are the best. So you're stuck in a van.
Uh-huh.
We stay in a hotel maybe for about 5 hours just to shower up and get refreshed.
Okay.
So it's basically a 2 to 3 day event. You run for your charities or whatever, and it's grueling. I tell people this, it's the most uncomfortable fun I've ever had in my life. Because you're stuck in a van. The sleeping sucks. You know, you might be with somebody, you're like, why is he talking? I hate this dude. You know what I'm saying? But we didn't have that problem. Yeah. Or you might have a situation where you see everybody has to go to checkpoints. You might have to go pick up somebody at the checkpoint, and the van's not there, and they're pissed.
Ooh.
Because they're tired, like,
I get that.
Where are you guys? So we were constantly like, oh, we're at checkpoint 20. You're supposed to be at fucking 19. I'm at 19. So you got to drive 5 Ooh. Miles back. Yeah, my team didn't win. We had a lot of issues.
Well, I but mean, we you did time. It, right?
Yeah, I think I've done it 4 years.
Really? I actually ran a marathon in, like, middle school.
Oh, how long?
A marathon.
So it was 20-something miles?
26.2. I don't know, but it was actually quite exciting.
Oh, my God. I dated a girl who ran the LA Marathon and her toenail fell off from training. Yeah.
Ew. That's common. No. You have to train. So a lot of people don't train for it.
Please, people, if you're going to run a marathon, please train.
No, really train. Because I remember I stopped training after mile 20 because I was like, oh, just, you know, another miles. It's not a big deal. That's not bad. But, you know, when I got to the race, I was only running like 18:20. So the last six, I was just like, ooh.
Remember the early when you started working here? I said, you got great running form, girl.
Yeah.
I saw this young lady running in heels.
Every morning.
With form. I'm like, that's impressive. But one day we did have an incident.
You
tried to dance.
But there's like cracks.
But you tried to dance. You tried to show off in your heels.
Yeah, I did.
Like you were doing like the moonwalk or you're doing.
I think I was just joking around that I was running because people told me not to run in heels all
swag.
The time.
It was too much swag.
I mean.
It is what it is.
You got to do what you got to do. Right. If you're running late and you're wearing heels, like I'm not going to take off my heels.
That's what I'm talking about.
No, I can't.
You got to show. Mm-hmm. You have to be able to perform at any time in life.
Exactly.
I feel like that. You know, someone be like, hey, can you shoot the ball? I'm going to give them the best form I can. You know, if someone says, Case, like, this tire's flat. Can you help me fix it? I'm going to give you the, everybody's like, I'm impressed by the form.
I think it's just like repetition after a while, too.
Yeah, it is.
Because, like,
But I can't run in heels.
You should try it.
Well,
I think you would have great calves.
Well, you know.
Lifelong calves.
I'm into role playing, so I'll try some heels one night. We'll try that out. So you're single-ish? Too. Are you single-ish? Are we allowed to talk?
It's an ish.
An ish?
I mean, after Monday, where, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. So is this a common thing with this young man?
Yeah.
I mean, it could be young man, young lady. I'm not here to judge. I love everybody.
No. Yeah.
Young man. So, So he pretty much likes you then.
You know what? 3 years, we both don't know.
Wow.
It's like on and off, though. I don't really care.
My longest relationship was 3 years.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, and it was, dang.
It's just so hard nowadays, to be honest.
Like, I don't know how you guys do it.
Where is the loyalty? And I honestly just think it's in California.
No. This is universal.
It's
universal fuckery going on. Trust me, people are bullshitting all over the world. And the thing is, see, I grew up in a different time of dating. Like, you guys have so much technology.
People get caught so easily.
They get caught so easy, and they think they can finesse their way around everything easily, too. You know, and that's what the bullshit is, because people, people rely on this for excuse, like, I missed the text, or my phone is dead. First of all,
keep your red receipts on.
Everybody I know, if their phone is dying, they freak the fuck out.
They do.
All right.
Yeah.
Everybody I know does this. No one walks around. Everybody's doing this. So, you know, this is going on. This is the life. So when people tell you that, they're lying.
No, 100%.
So that dude says he didn't get your text or ignoring your text, that's rude. I'm on your side.
Oh, the disrespect.
That's highly disrespectful. Answer the first one. We don't have to go through this bullshit of me looking. You're making me crazy because you know I'm trying to reach you. You're looking at it, ignoring me, getting your little jollies off when you should be a man and say, what's going on? How can I help you? Don't let it get to 8. See, that's what you do. Like, why'd you let this shit get to 8? See, you're he's the crazy one because he enjoys it.
You know what? I think guys like crazy, though. Not even just my situation. Like, guys that love crazy.
Now, true this. This is how you can fuck his head up.
Oh, I do it all the time.
Don't talk to him for a while. See, the worst thing you could do to somebody is ignore him. But see, you don't have that discipline because...
I did for a period of time. And then I said, I thought I ended it. That's the thing. Sometimes I think I end it, but here I am.
You come back?
Yeah.
God, I would love to have a class to teach women how to get men back. Because I'm the guru. Every woman I talk to, then they sit and talk to me for like, 15-minute sessions. I'm like, this is what you got to do. First of all, you tell me what kind of guy is, and I'll break him down.
Well, he's definitely a little bit older. Yeah.
Now that's different.
It is a little different.
Now when you
it's
have
like a different game.
Older guys tend to be like, for example, for me, I do well with younger women. Okay. And my whole thing is I'm about to give up again. My whole thing is I tell them, being with me is not good for you. You should do something else. You should go date someone your age, have a good time. You fuck with me, your life is not going to be the same. And they look and they go, oh. Shit. You can't do nothing to me. Oh, shoot. You can't mess my life. I'm like, you sure? Then 2 months down the road, I'm just like, oh, where is this going? Break it in my crib. That type.
Oh, like, wait. That's another level.
It's levels.
There is levels.
There's levels. I don't know. I've seen guys get stabbed with a spoon. Levels.
Levels. No, no.
Yeah. I've seen cars get paint, get dumped.
Nail polish on cars.
I'm talking about a gallon of paint dumped over a car.
Oh.
Yeah. Levels.
That, okay, yeah. Insanity. I kept it on a minute.
Insanity, one. I don't think you can just be truly just, there's levels to insanity.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you sound like a level 2. I say at a level.
I can be a level 10 if I wanted to, though. I am Hispanic. Well, yeah, so we take it there.
Yeah, you do.
We do.
But, you know, I don't really have too much insanity anymore because I'm very, what happens with me now, I'm very truthful. I'm brutally honest. I stopped lying like in, let's say 2003.
Okay.
I got out, lying, I had to stop. Because there's a point where people lie, little lie, big lie, mm-hmm. It's all the same. Yeah. And there's a point where I was like, you know what? I'm tired of the stress. So I just tell everybody the truth. And it works out a lot better.
Yeah. Because if you get, like, there's no point in getting caught anymore. It's like, you might as well just.
Just tell.
Yeah.
Tell people where they stand with you. And I feel and that it works out. Where they stand with you. And it works out a lot better. You could just be like, you know, I've had situations where I told people like, I'm really not into you anymore. And it's not you. I think it's me. I know it's me.
It's not you. It's me.
No, it's me. It's not because I say it's me because I want to date other people.
And I'm glad you say that because a lot of people get strung along.
And I said, I don't want to disrespect you. I don't want you to string you along, whatever. I know if this keeps going on, I'm going to end up cheating on you and I don't want to do that.
Hmm.
And I know we're not going to be able to be friends because I'm going to date other people. And I've had girls tell me, I don't want to go there. I don't want to be all tight with you. Maybe we can hook up every now and then, whatever. And I'm okay with that. See, I'm a guy, though. I'm different. See, women, you guys are a little bit about emotional about it.
Sometimes.
Yeah, okay, let's say, I'm going to give you something.
I think it honestly comes down to, like, how close you know a person to. And, like, the relationship you've built.
I have a lot of female her friends or that I could be attracted to, but I won't go there. Because I want to keep them as friends. But we've never done anything, though.
It's just a thought.
Yeah, we have thoughts. We've had nights where it gets close and you just got to be like, oh, no, we're tripping. Because I know once you cross that line where it's like.
There's no coming back.
It's no coming back. When you get those different emotions or those tingly emotions where in different spots, it's like, might have fucked this up. And I've had that happen where I'm like, damn, we're no longer friends. And that's the worst thing I could do.
Get that.
When you've had someone for friend for years, you do something, cross a line, and then next thing you know, you're like, I'm blocking him and deleting him. I never want to talk to him again.
When you really think of it, is it even worth that loss?
No. No, it's not. And I'll be a man about it. There's some people where I'll be like, I mean, I'd like to talk to her, but you can't. Because the emotions have been hurt so bad and shit, you know? And but see, this is shit, I say guys won't admit it. No guys your age will not admit being hurt.
Guys are the worst. And for some odd reason, they don't realize that they miss you till like a month later when the girl has already moved on.
Bingo. Yeah.
And that's why there's a lot of like toxic relationships. It's like, oh, I miss you now. I'm here. Well, it's just like, oh, hell no.
At some point, we weren't honest with each other.
Yeah.
You know, there should have been a point where they've been honest. Someone should have said like, listen, if we're going to continue, something's got to change or I don't like this.
Yeah.
But people settle.
That's the biggest thing that's happening right now. I think it's a plague.
Yes, yeah, settling is the worst thing you could do. Don't ever let someone's happiness be
above yours.
Of course. I mean, I don't. I see it all the time. I have girlfriends who call me crying. Like, if I say this, they're going to know who I'm talking. I have girlfriends call me and say, "You didn't even call me on my birthday."
They do that on purpose.
Well, don't let them have the opportunity to do it again.
You block on all accounts. Can't block, delete, and everything.
This is what I do. Give me your phone. I'll delete them for you. No.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Damn. And then this one I say, damn, is it that good?
And the weird thing is, like, I'll do that to my friends and be like, oh, no, he's trash.
Blah, oh, blah, how blah, dare blah. You hypocrite.
I'm such a hypocrite. I am.
Oh, I'm
the biggest one.
We all are, though, at some point.
Yeah, but it's kind of different when you're in the situation because you're just like, you're so clouded. And it's weird that the only people you can potentially listen to are, like, strangers.
That is weird. Like, you could be on
your best friends will be, like, reaming you, like.
Dah! And you let it go because you know what it is? You're used to them.
Yeah, it's constant repetition from what they're saying. And you're just like, whatever. It's like your mom yelling at you.
Yeah, it never works anymore. It doesn't.
You're just like, okay, but I'm going to tell you what you want to hear.
If your cousin that you haven't talked to in a while says the same thing your mom said, you're like, damn, I have been fucking up, haven't I?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that funny like that?
Psychology, maybe? Or
it's,
who knows?
It's I don't say, you said it. It's like you're so used to coming from one avenue. You're like, this is what they're going to say. This is what they're going to say.
Mm-hmm.
But then someone you just met, be like, you know, girl, you need to stop settling and whatever. And then you're like, you're right. My mom's been telling me that shit. Or my girl's been telling me that, mm-hmm. whatever. And it hits. But then you hear it. You're sad. You soak it for like maybe 12 hours. And you're like, fuck that. I got to talk to them.
Yeah. The psycho.
By the way, shout out to Greg Michelle. Good friends of mine celebrating the 25th wedding anniversary. I will see you at Trevor's graduation at UCLA in 2 weeks.
Congrats.
That kind of bummed me out, too.
What?
That I have a friend that's not bummed me out, but they've been married for 25 years. And that's something I'll never experience.
Don't be negative.
I'm not being negative. I'm being real with myself.
Nope.
Okay, first of all.
Never stop dreaming, ask the Johns.
Here, don't use that. 25 years.
It's what you consider it. It's like a lot of people will be married. I mean, I'm not trying to throw shots or anything, but people will be married for 5 years and be the happiest that they've ever been.
Mm-hmm.
Compared to like a person with 20 plus years. Like mm-hmm. they're just settling. They're just comfortable after a while. And they're just like, I mean, I can't get a divorce at this point. We have a family.
Oh, I understand what you're saying now. But mm-hmm. these two people, I've hung out with them.
I mean, not them.
No, definitely. I know what you mean. But when I see them mm-hmm. together, like you can see some people been together and you're like, damn, they look so comfortable. They laugh. They made each other laugh still.
Yeah.
I'll never think I can get that.
No, you can't give up.
It's not a give up, but it's
maybe not that amount of time.
I think I'm putting too much. I'm taking big steps thinking about 25. What did I tell you my longest relationship was? Three.
Three.
I need to think about, let's get to five. Let's get to four.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I retired from turning up.
You know, it's okay.
Because
it's okay to retire.
I've been in situations and surroundings where these girls, I'm not, I don't want to marry them. You feel me?
No, and it's because of the environment you meet them.
Because my whole thing was for the last 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
When was the last time I had a relationship? Let's do the math. Last time I was in a relationship was in 2003. That's when I said I decided to stop lying. Because I broke up with someone I should have married.
Ooh.
Yeah, I fucked myself on that one.
Hmm.
Because I was married before. I was married to my son's mother.
Okay.
We got pregnant in college. I proposed.
Mm-hmm.
Thought I was doing the right thing, but we weren't in love.
Hmm.
So it didn't last long. It lasted, 2 years? So I went through this depressed mode, came back to college to finish my degree, met a lovely girl.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody who knows me knows who it is. fell in love.
Yeah.
She wanted to get married. She's like, she, you know, she, we were going to all her sorority sisters' weddings. She's like, I'm tired. Everybody, every time I go to a wedding, everybody's like, why isn't Casey and so-and-so, why aren't we getting married?
Hmm.
She wanted to marry, but I kept on saying, I don't want to get married again. What I should have said is, I want to get married right now. See, my wording was
everything.
So bad, because by saying, I don't want to get married again.
She gave up, huh?
She says, well, this is not for me. Because she wants to get married.
Did you ever have a conversation about it?
I want to say I cut it off. I mean, it was to the point where at that point in my life, let's say this, I wasn't seeing good examples of marriages.
Okay.
So I was still young in the game. So I was just like, I don't want to get married. What we have now is great. Let's keep it like this. And she was like, this is not my dream. My dream is to get married to you, have a big wedding, have all the friends here, and have my sisters. And
yeah.
And I was like, that's dead. I'm not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But what I should have, but once I lost her, I was like, fuck.
Little baby.
Wanted to marry her. So, oh God, did I just say that on the radio? Okay, well, it's out there. Everybody knows. So, from 2003 till now,
mm-hmm.
my whole mentality was, I'm not going to get married. I'm not going to get in a relationship. I'm just going to have a girl for every occasion. Meaning that if my family had a get-together, I would bring someone to the get-together who was presentable to my family. If I was going to go to a function that everybody's turning up, I would bring a girl that's acceptable for that. So I had a girl for every. If I was going to go to a banquet with suit and tie,
mm-hmm.
I would have somebody who was acceptable for that. So I had a girl. I really, truly.
A little black book.
That's. little black. Let's say a black phone. Because okay. I have multiple phones. But anyway.
Oh, there you go.
So I had a girl for every occasion, but up to about 5 years ago, it was wearing on me. It, like these last 5 years have been rough because I kind of slowed down a lot of things. And now I'm at the point where I'm just like, have I fucked up my whole thinking? Now, this is something I've never said in to everybody.
I think like your surroundings kind of shifted the mentality you ultimately.
Brilliant.
You probably got clouded.
Well, I clouded it myself by putting myself in surroundings where it wasn't, where I'm like, oh, these girls ain't marrying material anyway. Let's do it. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying?
Exactly.
But now, meeting you, doing a show, not doing things in life that were unhealthy for me, I'm now around a lot more better people. I'm like, damn, that's a good person. That's a good girl. That's a good woman, mm-hmm. you know? But then I'm like, do I have time for that now? I mean, it's like, I can make time. That's silly.
That's one thing.
That's silly.
A lot of people think like, I just don't have time. That's bullshit because you make time for the things you want.
Yeah, we do.
And the people you want to see. So when guys say, I'm busy, I have to do this, I have to do that, I've been doing this, I've been doing that. It's just like, no, because if you did want to see someone, or hang out with them, or you would make time.
Right.
Think of it. When your mom calls saying, hey, you know, I haven't seen you in a while, let's hang out. Like, you don't bail on that.
No, hell no.
But a friend from college says, like, hey, I'm in town. You're going to be like, no, I actually have a talk show I have to be on.
That's so funny. That's happened.
No, what? I know.
That happened to me 2 weeks ago. My boys hit me up.
I hope your friend knows.
No, I said, kidding. Dude, I'm about to go on a show in 2 minutes. Stop.
But if you wanted to, you could call in and be like, hey, you know, or you could have brought him in. You would have made it work. You would have made it happen. But it wasn't really a priority.
Oh, don't say that.
I mean, there's different
KK,
levels.
That's not true.
There's different levels, but you make time for the things you want to do.
That's true. We do. We all do. But I want to hang out with him, but it was like.
Priorities.
He was hitting me up FaceTime too, like two times in a row. And I'm talking about it was happening like right now how we're sitting in the chair. I was like, let me hit you up after the show. I hit him up after the show. He had a little butt hurt. Talking about, oh, I thought it was big time. I'm like, bro, I'm about to go on the show. I can't do it. What's up? Let's kill this weekend.
Yeah. But never if your mom was FaceTiming, I think you would have had your mom on the show.
Mom's listening. She would know not to FaceTime me.
Mom, you should try it one day.
She won't FaceTime me. She can't figure it out yet.
Well,
my mom's old school Jamaican. No.
You never know.
She's just now getting into texting. Oh, no, that's not true. My mom's very advanced now. Her little iPhone. Me get that iPhone. You know, it's nice.
Ooh, wait until she figured out FaceTime.
Oh, God.
I give her a few months.
I FaceTime no one. My son, my son's mother.
Why? I think it's a little bit more personal.
I don't want to do it.
Why? Who hurt you?
No, I've never done it to be hurt. I just don't want
to. Oh.
I've never FaceTime anyone.
Really?
Anybody who FaceTime me, some people do it just to test me too. Like, oh, you really won't pick up?
Oh, I so won't. What do you just call them back?
I text them like, why are you trying to FaceTime? You know I don't do this shit. And then we're texting for 10 minutes. Like, dude, just pick up the FaceTime. I'm like, I don't do it.
I just think it's like direct. Like, okay, if you don't get a FaceTime, you get a call. Because like, take like 10 minutes to get to the point of, hey, I'm going to meet you at McDonald's. Versus a phone call, it'll take 30 seconds. Hey, I'm on my way. I'll be there in 3 minutes.
Isn't it funny, though? I think people FaceTime versus calling, though.
Yeah, because you get to see them.
Texting is still number one, though, right?
I'm a caller.
Really?
I'm impatient. I need a response now, and now is when
nobody
I want
I know
it.
Calls anymore. It's all about texting or FaceTime.
I just think it's like a prolonged thing.
Well, you're a little bit different. I gotta say, you're different.
Really? I just don't like it. I need a response now. And a lot of things could just, like, you could just pick up the phone, say, hey, how have you been? Miss you. And then you catch up versus, like, with a text. Like, they won't respond for another 15 minutes. It's the same exact conversation. You're just doing it over the phone within less time.
We have to wrap it up.
All right.
That's the show. Didn't it go by quick?
Yes, it did.
Anything you want to tell anybody? Any parting stuff?
Right now, no.
Yeah, of course.
We got to save it for the next time.
I like that. You got to come on with Tina and I. Sweet. Tina's going to love you.
Really?
She's from the Bronx. She's very like, fuck that. Listen, let me tell you something. There's other shows in this station that want to take her from me.
No. Yeah, you got to claim they it. They want to take
you. And you know who I'm talking about, Tina. They want to take you from me. She's a star.
She's a star.
Oh my God. She's so much personality. She's fun. Anytime when you see me now you're going to see me going to the show on Wednesdays, you're going to see me with her.
Okay.
She's going to give you a hug too. She's like, girl, you did good.
Oh,
Tina's the bomb. She gives love. She has no hate. She's an actress. She's been in the industry for, like I said, she's from the Bronx. She knows a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stories she's said on the air. I'm like, Tina.
Ooh.
I don't think Sansa wanted you to say that, but she does. She don't give a fuck. She goes hard.
You know, those New York people, just no filter.
Let me tell you something. New Yorkers are the realest people on this
they
earth.
They are.
It's all real. There's no...
Bostonians, too. Bostonians, people from there.
That's funny you said that. Bostonians get on my nerves. I love them, though.
Because they're blunt.
And they're loud.
Their sarcasm is my fave. I can relate.
Shout out to my boy Dino. Well, this has been another Wasted on Wednesday. I'd like to thank Karina for sitting with me. You have a lot of heart because you did it. That means you could do good in this industry.
Ooh, who knows? Really can. This could be my next venture.
Well, I know the Johns are thinking about doing something.
Oh, really?
I know who I'm going to vote for to be on their show.
Me.
Yeah, of course. Of course. You handled it. You went through it.
I need to sneak my way into that one.
Don't worry about it. I'm in your corner. We're going to get it done.
Oh,
right. Everybody, thank you for listening. I had a much better time than I thought. I thought you were going to be, you know, something you have somebody be like, here, no, I don't know.
They tense up.
Yeah. You weren't scared at all.
I mean, next time I might get.
No, you're going to be like, I got some shit to say, Case. I want to go ahead and back on the show.
Next time I go out, 4th of July, you guys.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
We can have a 4th of July after show. We'll do that then.
Maybe.
Everybody, thank you for listening, tuning in. Wasting on Wednesday, LA Talk Radio. Thank you to my sponsors, Belorian Milwaukee LLP, Loyalty Auto Group. You're the best. Thank you for keeping the lights on. I'm Casey, and I'm out. And that is?
Karina.
And she's out, too. Peace.
Thank you.
Oh, shoot. I didn't hit the right button.
You're listening to Wasted on Wednesday with Casey Gale and Tina Lorraine, only on LA Talk Radio.